Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the very first hump day of 2024. Of course, you have news headlines coming up on this Wednesday. Have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Have musical artist of the week, Lauren Spencer Smith. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday I was joined by Julie Farnham. She joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, as well as Amazon Live to discuss her brand new book, Domestic Darkness. You'll be part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In international news, Japan Airlines jet burst into flames after collision with earthquake relief plane at Tokyo Airport. Five people were killed when a Japan Airlines plane carrying hundreds of passengers collided with an earthquake relief aircraft and burst into flames on landing at Tokyo's airport on Tuesday. All 379 people on the flight, including 8 children under the age of 2, were safely evacuated from the passenger plane, according to the airline, but there were fatalities on the second aircraft operated by Japan Coast Guard. The Airbus aircraft ignited after flying into the airport from a northern Japanese city. Video showed a huge fireball erupt as the plane ignited, leaving a fiery trail down the runway. 5 crew members died on the second aircraft. Japan Airlines said 4 of its passengers were taken to hospitals, but the airline has not received any additional reports of injuries, the airline's senior vice president said in a press conference Tuesday evening. Japan Airlines is taking part in the investigation to determine who is responsible for the deadly crash, its senior vice president of corporate safety and security told reporters. While that investigation is ongoing, preliminary reports are the pilots of the Japan Airlines flight did not spot any aircraft on the runway before landing. The Japan Airlines flight was confirmed to have entered the runway as normal and began landing as normal, and that there was an impact which led to the accident, but we are still investigating further details, the spokesperson said. After the blaze broke out, the plane was seen at a standstill with people using emergency slides to flee the inferno as firefighters tried to battle the growing flames. More than 100 fire trucks were dispatched in response to the incident. In more international news, top Hamas official who headed West Bank operations killed in Beirut blast. An explosion in Beirut on Tuesday killed a top official with the Palestinian militant group Hamas and 3 others, officials with Hamas and the Lebanese group Hezbollah said. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the blast killed 4 people and was carried out by an Israeli drone. Israeli officials declined to comment. If Israel is behind the attack, it could mark a major escalation in the Middle East conflict. Hezbollah leader has vowed to retaliate against any Israeli targeting of Palestinian officials in Lebanon. Hamas officials confirmed to the Associated Press that the individual was killed in the blast. A Hezbollah official speaking on condition of anonymity in line with regulations also said the individual was killed. The official was one of the founders of Hamas military wing and had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu had threatened to kill him even before the Hamas-Israel war began on October the 7th. The explosion came during more than 2 months of heavy exchanges of fire between Israeli troops and members of Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border. Since the fighting began on October the 8th, the fighting has been concentrated a few miles from the border, but on several occasions, Israel's Air Force hit Hezbollah targets deeper in Lebanon. Earlier in the day, Hezbollah said its fighters carried out several attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border targeting Israeli military posts. In national news, Harvard President Claudine Gay resigns amid plagiarism claims and backlash from anti-Semitism testimony. Harvard University President Claudine Gay resigned on Tuesday amid plagiarism accusations and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the student's conduct policy. Gay is the second Ivy League president to resign in the past month following the congressional testimony. The president of the University of Pennsylvania resigned on December the 9th. Gay, Harvard's first black president, announced her departure just months into her tenure in a letter to the Harvard community. Following the congressional hearing, Gay's academic career came under intense scrutiny by conservative activists who unearthed several instances of alleged plagiarism in her 1997 doctoral dissertation. In more national news, ex-gang leader makes his bid in Las Vegas court for house arrest before a trial in Tupac Shakur case. A former Los Angeles area gang leader charged with killing hip-hop music icon Tupac Shakur in 1996 in Las Vegas plans to ask a judge to release him to house arrest ahead of the trial in June. The court-appointed lawyers for Keith D. says the 60-year-old client is in poor health, poses no danger to the community, and won't flee to avoid trial. They want the judge to set his bail at not more than $100,000. And finally, in business news, Wall Street slumps to start 2024 and gives back some of last year's big gains. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Words That Choose to Live By from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, page 2. Be willing to do your part to bring the best of yourself to this day. Accomplish that goal, and everything else will fall into place. Have an amazing Wednesday. Lauren Spencer Smith is our featured artist of the week this week. Here's her single, Do It All Again, for him, Conversations That He Needs.
I wrote this just to tell you, 'cause I finally had the chance to realize that what you put me through was everything I needed. Didn't know it in the moment that I wanted something different, but I only saw the broken, and now I see the reason why I spent all those nights crying, nearly giving.
Yeah.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Julie Farnan in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Author Julie Farnan joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to discuss her brand new book, Domestic Darkness. Here's a bit of our conversation. Julie, thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I love the title of the book, though, Domestic Darkness, because a lot of times we think about things coming, you know, from the outside. What has it been like for you to show the dangers that are really being grown within and how we have to be able to counter that?
So it's interesting because, you know, I think with January 6th, people thought that this came out of the blue. But really, it's something that has been brewing for, it had been brewing for several years beforehand. I think Charlottesville is a good example. You know, I think that was really an awakening, and we should have paid more attention to what happened then as a country, because that really showed us that there were extremists in our midst, people who were very hateful in our midst, and we didn't do enough to address that. In fact, I think, you know, there were a lot of politicians who gave them a platform to speak their hate and to share their hate. And that empowered them and that encouraged them to continue on.
You know, we all have that relative or a friend that does something that is not really appropriate, or they may say things that are not the best. And we say, oh, that's just how they are. That's just who they are. And we kind of excuse it because that's just what we're used to. Do you think that's part of the problem here, that we've become so accustomed to people saying things and, you know, espousing things that we just kind of don't take it seriously?
I don't know if it's that we've become accustomed to it. I think it's that we've made it acceptable. And the difference there is, you know, everyone, of course, everyone in their family, my family included, has that, you know, person who has like crazy political beliefs or is just like out there. And before that was, you know, people could recognize that as an outlier and, you know, views and opinions that are not helpful and not, don't do enough to move the communities forward. But over the past few years, what we've seen is more and more people saying those things out loud and people not saying, you know, that's not okay.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this. This is a Conversation Daily News. Let us get on to more of more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music from Artist of the Week, Lauren Spencer Smith, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.